Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In studio, I'd like to say good morning to candidate, independent candidate for mayor of Scranton, Giovanni Piccolino. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Brought some pizza in this morning just as a welcoming gift. Everyone, I say everyone, Fast Freddy's in there. How many pieces do you have? One or two?
Just one so far.
And Johnny Lucas had one, so I'll try some in a bit. I usually don't eat when I work, but you're a local business owner. Now, have you run for mayor before? You have, right?
No, I didn't. I challenged my petition like a year or so ago.
There was something there where you were looking into it.
Yeah, exactly.
How long have you wanted to, or when's the first time in your life you thought to yourself, I should run for mayor?
Politics, when they try to use eminent domain on my family's business, is when I kind of got into politics. When I fought the city back in the day, kind of got me interested.
I don't know the story. Did you win?
Yeah, they tried to take my family's business with the project that was on our block that's still kind of empty. And, you know, they tried to take our family, the building with eminent domain. And, you know, thank the good Lord, we beat it.
Yeah, that's I'm happy they did as well. But they got you hooked into politics, and here you are.
Yep, here I am.
Did the corruption have anything to do with it?
Yeah, I mean, you get sick and tired of it, you know, just being a local business owner and people coming in the shop all the time and kind of having the same attitude. You know, hopefully people go to the voting booth tomorrow or are sick of it as much as I am, you know?
Yeah. How do you think the city changes under a Mayor Piccolino?
I just think there's a lot more respect for the taxpayer. I'm going to really, you know, definitely without a doubt, look out for the taxpayers. And, you know, I have a big interest in making the nonprofits pay their fair share. I think if we spread out the tax burden on everybody, I think it'll help out everybody.
Does that cause their cost to go up more, though? You sent me something just about hospitals.
In my eyes, it really doesn't matter. What I'm looking to help out the taxpayers. You know, I'm worried about the taxpayers. You know, if their cost goes up, so be it. They should be paying their fair share anyways. They have hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate total, you know, with all these nonprofits. And we have little old ladies getting second mortgages on their homes and so on and so forth. And, you know, a lot of people are struggling in the city. I think, you know, everybody should pay their fair share.
Being a shop, a restaurateur, or just pizza shop, what do you want to have?
You know, pizza shop's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to downplay it. Like, I'm a restaurateur.
It's cool.
Do you find, like, you hear a lot, just like barbers hear a lot. People come in and they just want to just chit-chat with you. They want to tell you their problems. They want to tell you what they hate. And do you hear all sides every week? From return customers?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's most of it is just people are sick and tired of it. You know what I mean? It's very heavily taxed, especially it's very unfriendly business-wise. I even think homeowners, so on and so forth. It's really not a friendly city when it comes to taxes, and I don't think the elected leaders really care about the taxpayers. It's been a very long time in my eyes since someone's come in there and actually legitimately cares for the taxpayers. Like, you know, instead of, you know, their own agenda or their friends, you know, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention any business owner names, but I did have a conversation twice actually, talking about a business owner wanting to expand and the headaches they ran into.
Yeah.
Fees and it just got caught up in red tape. And there was like money that was asked. If you pay this amount, we can help you do. And he just said, no, screw it, I'm done.
Yeah. You know, you want businesses to come in the city. You want it to be friendly. You know, we're real awfully friendly every time, you know, say the University of Scranton knocks down a building, another tax-free building goes up. You know, we're all for that kind of stuff. But then, you know, I bought a suit at LaSalle's. You know, it's been a long time business in the city. They've always wanted to kind of be downtown. It's one of the most unique, cool little suit shops. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I have not, no.
Yeah, I actually embarrassed. It was the first time I ever went there when I got my suit for the the debate, but it's such a nice, cool little suit shop, and it's just very unique, and it would be so cool to have it downtown Scranton and another thing. But they always told me they wanted to move downtown, but no one ever helped them. But they've been in business forever. You know, they'll help an outside entity come downtown, but a business that's been there forever, you know, help them just move downtown. You know, they've been paying taxes forever and doing good for the city. Yeah. Why not help them move downtown and have something unique downtown? So if someone walks out of the Hilton or the Radisson or something, you know, they just another unique store.
By the way, the fact that, how long did it take you to get that suit? Because maybe one day I'll run for politics. I don't have any suits.
It's awesome, man. Going there, they had that American Pickers, wasn't it? It's such a cool store. It's really, really unique experience, man. The gentlemen that run it are very, very cool. You'll love it, man.
No,
20 minutes, they do everything for you. Very unique store, very cool gentleman. You know,
I got to say, just having different candidates in and just kind of following, I especially will follow like through social media, you know, and so like Gary St. Floor, he's got a lot of people who really believe in him as a future leader. If not now, in the future, they believe in him. You have your own sort of following, like hardcore following.
Yeah.
Like when I started looking in, and I'm not saying I didn't expect that, but I guess I didn't expect it. Like, people are really passionately behind you. You have made friends throughout the city, and people love you.
Yeah.
What is your secret to this? I mean, I'm not saying you're even off-putting, because you're a very... He's a handsome man. He's in here. You're... No. Sorry, not trying to make you feel uncomfortable. No, like, you know, you've just been around, and you've stuck to the city you love.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it comes down to, right?
Yeah, I do. And I like helping out people, you know, and it's nice to, I live by the philosophy, I like to pay it forward, yeah. You know, and it's nice to, I like to, you know, patronize other businesses, see doing the city doing good, you know, and in my eyes, you know, I see one part of the city, you know, I could harp on it over and over again, but like, you know, the University of Scranton or Geisinger, these places are getting gargantuan, you know, and there's so much money in them, and I just see it would be perfect if they pitched in their fair share. There'd be a lot of money going into the budget into the city, and it would help out a lot of people, and it would space it out. It would make it a lot fairer.
Yeah. What was I going to ask you? So going after some of these big nonprofits, these big companies that are getting all this money and they're not paying their fair share back, do you just put it back to the property owners? Does it can it work like that? Because I know that gets tricky with school boards. The school board controls one part of the budget for property taxes.
Yeah.
And then
the school, I don't control the school district part of it, but there's, you know, the city taxes. But, you know, when you're putting in a big chunk of money in the budget, you know, like, you know, for example, like Connecticut, they had like a 20-year, $89 million agreement with all the nonprofits, with all the colleges and so on and so forth. And, you know, small examples like Minnesota, they go by the square frontage of the roadways that they take care of, plow or maintain or stuff like that, you know, just to balance it out. Because I think we just go in there and we're very weak when we go to the table with these big nonprofit entities. We kind of beg for money.
With the idea that, oh, it better not be mean because we need them here.
Yeah.
And when I think
leave.
It should,
yeah, when I, they're not going to leave. I think, you know, they should look at it more. It's a blessing to be in this city. You know, we shouldn't be catering to them. They should be catering to us. It's our city. It's the taxpayer's city.
Yeah.
You know.
As far as someone just texted in to remind me, because you've done a lot of work with homeless shelters. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I just...
You don't like talking about this, do you?
No, I like doing it. I don't like a pat on the back, you know what I mean?
I'm not giving you a pat on the back. I'm just asking about it. I just want to know what you're doing.
Yeah, I do. I just try to go, you know, randomly around and do stuff for homeless or elderly or, you know, one of my favorite places to stop at is the United Cerebral Palsy and do some, like, parties there, you know, hire a magician. And, you know, just to see people happy, I like to give back to the community. You know, like, pizza makes people happy. You know, it's a good way for me to go around. You know, it's advertising. Instead of, you know, spending X amount of dollar on print advertising or so on and so forth, I could give away a bunch of pizzas.
Yeah, no one, I've never seen anyone turn down a pizza.
Yeah, so you're, no, you're right.
There's very, very few things in this world people will always say, even a cake, people may say, oh, is there flour in there?
Yeah.
With pizza, pizza just, people don't care. They just say they will take it.
Yeah.
We could, honestly, John Lucas, I'm pretty sure, I mean, he knew who you were, though. I'm going to say a stranger could walk in off the street and go, you want some pizza? And John would eat it. It could have been, he could have found it under a car. And that stuff looks great. I just can't eat while I'm working because it throws me off a little bit here. Okay, so I know you don't want to pat yourself on the back. So, but you do all this stuff because you want to. Was there something in your life that made you want to be this way? Or just as you got old, have you always been this way? Or as you got older, did you just see something one day and go, I really like helping people. I'm just going to do this. And I get that whole idea where you don't want to be like, I do this and I do this. I understand that 100%. I relate to you very much on that. Like, I'll do things myself, but I don't want anyone to know about it.
Yeah. I just believe in the good Lord. And, you know, I've always seen back in the day when I was younger, if someone came in the pizza shop, my father, my uncle never really turned anybody down if they didn't have any money for a slice of pizza or a drink or something like that. I just never seen them turn anybody down. So I kind of just tried to do that, make my family proud. You know? Yeah,
I remember years ago, I was doing one of those celebrity, it's a ridiculous word to me, in my opinion, celebrity bell ringing for the Salvation Army. And there had been a story about somebody stealing one of their little collection things with the money. And I go, so how does that work? Like, what do you guys do? And they said, nothing. I said, what do you mean nothing? They go, our philosophy is if somebody takes that, they need it more than we do. Now, that's a weird mentality considering someone's stealing, but they're like, we're not afraid to tell people that. It's kind of weird. I guess the people who would steal from them would have to feel pretty guilty about it as well. But you just go and do this stuff yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to, no one's coming in, you're not telling, I'm sorry, I don't know why I brought that up. I guess something you said triggered something in my confusing little brain here. You're looking at me like, what was the point? Are you telling people to steal, rob my shop? No, I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah.
No. where do you see, you know, how can you stand up to potential corruption?
That's easy. I could never put my hand on the Bible and you know, do shady backward deals. I'm probably too afraid of jail to worry about corruption, you know. My main focus would be just helping out the taxpayers, you know, the elderly and kids, you know. There's, like, no happy median, it seems like, in Scranton. You know, like I said, there's a lot of entities doing well, and there's a lot of entities that are struggling. You know, we want to get that nice happy median. I want to spread the tax burden onto everybody. You know, it would be nice to spread it out and to have everybody pitch in, the hospitals and, you know, Marywood or Lackawanna or University of Scranton, all of those.
With the exception of those, the universities and the hospitals, is anybody else out there going, oh, I hope there's not a Mayor Giovanni Piccolino?
I'm not going to pick on, like, St. Francis and stuff like that, you know what I mean? I just, the bigger ones, you know, I can see what you're saying there, but I'm not going to pick on those little nonprofits like that. Like, the bigger ones, you know, my sister went to University of Scranton. It's not like I dislike them. I just think that why not pay their fair share when so many people are struggling and they're doing so well? It's not like asking for extra or picking on them or anything. I've just seen it done in other towns, whether, you know, they threaten a tuition fee or a per bed fee or something. These other towns are getting more money because, you know, like they're not generating a little bit of money. They're generating a lot of money there, you know, and they're doing very, very well.
Right. As far as them leaving, I don't think University of Scranton will do well outside of Scranton.
They're not going to just pick up their college and leave. Asking them to pay their fair share in taxes, in my eyes, I don't see anything wrong with that at all. It's not asking for something out of the norm. You know, they use our policemen, our firefighters, our DPW. They use everything just like we do, you know?
Yeah. And I usually ask, if you've heard some of the interviews I've done with the candidates, ask, like, you know, what do you want to see happen? What do you want to see come into the city? But you're the first candidate that I remember, you know, focusing specifically on the locals already here. So I don't even know if I want to ask them, unless you have your eyes set on something big, an industry or a business that you think would be, or a type of business, a technology or something that you think would be a great fit here. You know, if you don't have an answer, it's fine, because it seems like you're focused on the locals. I think that's great, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, you always want, being a business owner, the main thing to do is make it more business friendly, for sure. The mercantile tax is insane. You know what I mean? You're not going to get a huge multi-million dollar corporation setting up shop in Scranton. It's just not going to happen. Right. You know, they could be in Taylor, Old Forge, Dixon City, somewhere like that. They're going to set up shop there because, you know, unless we give them some kind of big tax break, which if they're supplying a bunch of jobs, you know, of course you would want
to. So you're open to discussions, but you're not just going to hand things out for the sake of handing them out.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like I always say, Scranton's a city with so much potential, and it just seems like everyone walks around defeated.
I can tell they are defeated, and I hate that attitude. I hate that it's, oh, that's the way it's always been in Scranton, this and that. We need to defeat the defeated attitude, you know what I mean? We need to have a better attitude as a community. I don't want that all, that's the way it is type of ordeal. I'm tired of hearing that, you know what I mean?
So the plan obviously is to win.
Yes.
Tomorrow is election day.
Yes.
It doesn't happen. Would you just keep going forward and offering up suggestions? Do you keep, do you try to set up meetings and get more involved, or is this just kind of like you're, you know, I don't even, you don't have to even answer.
No,
if you don't.
I take it one day at a time. I'm just going to, you know, I'm always going to keep plowing forward. You know what I mean? Yeah. I plan on winning. I want to make history in the city. Yeah. You know, I really want to, if I win, I just want to instantly like go to work, you know. My, like I said, I could say it over and over again. My main objective is I want to help out the taxpayers, and I feel like I definitely can. I could definitely end the corruption. You know, I didn't take any money from anybody. I spent my own money. I didn't spend $1 million, but enough, you know. Mm-hmm. I see some of these other candidates in my eyes, like all this money wasted on commercials, so on and so forth. That was going to, you know, senior centers, throwing pizza parties instead of wasting money on commercials and stuff like that.
Did any of them accidentally order a pizza from you? Realizing they're having you support their parties and you can go in there and did that happen? You don't have to say
I actually bring pizzas to the other candidates. Paige is right up the road for me. I've brought her a peace offering too, you know.
A peace offering.
Yeah.
Your slices or cuts?
Slice.
All right, I like that. I'm not against the whole cut idea. I'm a Jersey guy, though. I was telling you before when I was on the West Coast, is you know how hard it is to find a pizza place?
Yeah.
It's like seriously trying to find a camel walking by itself down the middle of, you know, Main Street, Dixon City. You just don't see it. It's impossible. But talking to independent candidate for mayor Giovanni Piccolino, it's WILK News Radio. I asked you before, you know, so say you win on Tuesday. You win on Tuesday. You say you want to get right to work. But let's look past that. Do you, like, think long-term? Like, do you have a vision for all the things you want to accomplish, aside from just looking out for the taxpayers, all the things you want to see happen?
Yeah.
Where, like, what would the city look like in 5 years? What would it look like in 10 years? And how would people look back on Mayor Piccolino?
Well, I'd want them to look back at me as the guy who finally changed everything around, you know? I just think year after year, maybe for the last few decades, it's been one thing after the other, kind of negative, 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 negative. I want to be the guy who turns it around and has a positive outlook for the city. You know, if it's up to me, you know, I'll have outside entities coming in for better jobs for our kids who want to stay around. I'd like to do a nighttime Christmas parade in Scranton. I want to switch things up.
A nighttime parade?
Yeah, a nighttime Christmas parade.
With all the lights and...
Yeah, you know, maybe, like, obviously not on Christmas Day, maybe like 2 or 3 days before, something like that.
It's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Have other cities done that, or you just thought, why don't we do a... I mean, it makes... As you say that, as soon as you say that in my head, I'm like, why don't we do Christmas parades at night? It seems like it'd be a good idea with the lights.
I've seen other cities do it. I just think it's a good idea. I just want to switch like everything up, you know, instead of having the run of the mill, you know, political parties. I want to have like, you know, basketball tournaments, flag football tournaments, stuff like that. Just switch it all up, you know, get the kids moving.
And when you say you want to have, you mentioned political parties. Oh, you mean political parties, not like party parties. Do you want to have basketball tournaments to get people together?
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, they usually have the boring political functions. I just want to do stuff for kids, not
I
just,
thought you were replacing independents, Republicans, and Democrats with basketball teams.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you're a dreamer here, and I can't follow this at all. So you just want to have more event style where it's like where everyone can kind of... It's good because I think we're at a point where people don't even want to talk to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of hostility between people over politics nowadays.
Yeah, there should be, and it's weird because that's what makes humans unique. You know, like everybody's going to have a different perspective, you know, and be honest with you, when I do win, my cabinet's going to be very diverse and very different. I want people to have opposite ideas of me so you can meet in happy median. I don't think I know everything, you know, so if me and you are total opposite ends of the spectrum and we come somewhere in the middle, that's good, you know?
Yeah, no, I like
that as
well.
Get us moving forward.
So in a world of hostile politics, in a city full of corruption, you're just going to go in the middle and try to fix everything by talking to people and trying to shake things up, business not as usual.
Nah, yeah, definitely not business as usual. Yeah, we're definitely going to, you know, I'm going to definitely clean things up. You know what I mean? I want to have more respect for the businesses that have been there forever, make it more business friendly. Like I said, look out for the taxpayers, level the tax field out. You know, like I said, there's some entities that are doing very, very well. Why not pitch in their fair share? If they pitch in their fair share, now things are getting a little more balanced out. There's some more money going around.
Yeah.
You know, and then we try to, you know, wheel and deal and make some deals. I think every kind of deal I make or every contract that goes out, there has to be something that benefits the citizens of Scranton.
How do you keep things transparent? Because that's a big issue too in the city.
I'll do everything out in public, every single contract, everything. I'll do it out for bid in public. I'll do it in Kids City Council. I'll do it wide open. You know, if the news wants to come do it on the news, that's fine. I'll do everything as wide open as possible. I'm not, you know, for everything as transparent as possible. I'm not going to hide anything at all. I don't want to hide anything at all.
The recipe for your pizza, you put it on the website?
Yeah. No, that's one thing I won't.
Oh, he's okay. I called him out. He said, no, that's cool. You want to see something funny before you get out of here? We can put your pizza in our kitchen and put an email out that says free pizza in the kitchen. I just want you to step back and watch radio people attack it. You know the scene from Christmas Story with the turkey?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's hilarious. Radio people are the cheapest, like they eat free things. It's incredible. And the fact that it's good pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, watch. I'm serious.
Plus you guys give away a bunch of free things from the radio too. So maybe
you'd think, but food, for whatever reason, will make people crazy. We can watch all the salespeople and everyone's come running in, free food. They're going to dive. It's just entertaining. You should videotape it. It's good. Look, I wish you the best. Again, Tuesday is election day. Tomorrow, that's coming up fast. So,
yes.
And, yeah, this is, it's exciting. Nice to finally meet you, because you called in at least once. I think once we've been on the show before.
Yeah, I've called in before.
Yeah, so it's
I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. If people want to find you online, what is your campaign, Facebook or website?
Independent for Mayor Giovanni Piccolino. You can find it on Facebook.
Okay. Independent for Mayor Giovanni. It's GIOVANNIPICCOLINO.
Yes.
A name that you cannot say in your head without an accent, which is heard that your whole life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, great to have you here. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.